Good morning, I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Pix Now update.
Right now, police are investigating an officer-involved shooting near a popular Bay Area waterfront. Police say it happened around 9:30 last night at San Francisco's Aquatic Park near the end of Van Ness Avenue and the Municipal Pier. Police taped off the block and were looking out for evidence. Officials saying that the officer involved is part of the U.S. Park Police. They say that the victim was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Happened just before 10 last night. We've also learned that a gun was recovered at the scene and one person was detained. So far, no word of any motive. Well, just a few hours ago, police reopened Van Ness and two cars were also towed away from that scene.
In San Jose this morning, two people are displaced after a fire breaks out overnight at a duplex. It happened just after 10 on Teresi Court. The fire started in the patio, then extended into the duplex. And take a look at this. Some neighbors even tried to help firefighters put out the flames. They grabbed their own water hoses and attempted to spray down the fire.
That was our initial concern, is the rescue of those residents, getting them out of there. We're able to get them out of the structure, get them to a safe spot in the front of the building, and then able to continue our firefighting effort.
Residents were able to safely evacuate from the duplex. The Red Cross is now assisting the two displaced residents. Fortunately, no one was hurt, and the cause of the fire is still under investigation.
And earlier this morning, fire crews in Antioch responded to a fire at this KFC restaurant. Broke out just before 1 this morning on Mahogany Way. Crews were able to extinguish that fire in about 30 minutes. No injuries reported.
And the cause of that fire is still under investigation.
This morning, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Turkey. He is meeting with Turkish leaders to discuss missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Turkish officials claim that they have evidence that Khashoggi was murdered at the Saudi consulate by a 15-member hit squad. Pompeo says that no one would be spared in their probe, including members of the royal family. The Saudis are preparing a statement where they will say that Khashoggi's death was the result of an interrogation gone wrong.
And it depends whether or not the king or the crown prince knew about it, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Number one, what happened, but whether or not they knew about it. If they knew about it, that would be bad.
The president is criticizing the condemnation of Saudi Arabia, comparing it to the sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, saying, quote, here we go again with your guilty until proven innocent.
And back here in the Bay Area, PG&E says all electricity is finally back on following a three-day power shutdown due to dangerous fire conditions. The deliberate outages hit 59,000 customers in the North Bay and in the Sierra foothills.
Mary Lee is here with a check of the weather forecast. Mary.
And Kenny and Michelle, looking at light onshore winds, and that's why we're starting off the day with areas of low clouds and fog along the coast and parts of the bay this morning. As we head through the afternoon, looking at plenty of sunshine, especially for the bay and our inland locations as the fog pulls back to the coast, your normal daytime highs, and not a whole lot of change in our extended forecast. As we head through next week, we're tracking a weather system that'll bring cooler weather and the chance to see a few showers next week. So here's a satellite and radar view. That ridge of high pressure still to our north, that low still to our south, and these weather features are not really going to move all too much. And because of that, our weather pattern just really remains the same. So as we go through the day, again, most of us will see that sunshine, the clouds still along the coast. Then as we head through tonight into tomorrow morning, the clouds and low clouds and fog, there we go, along the coast and for parts of the bay in the morning and then sunshine in the afternoon. For highs, we're looking at near seasonal temperatures, upper 60s in San Francisco, low 70s in Oakland, and upper 70s in Vallejo. Here's that five-day forecast, very similar for tomorrow, and then warming up by Friday, Saturday, cooler for next week.
Mary, thank you. It's a pumpkin carving contest reaching some new depths.
Check it out. A creative group of scuba divers submerged 30 feet underwater. They were competing in the annual underwater pumpkin carving contest. Divers and artists of all ages competed in the event, but a pair of brothers stole the show. They impressed judges with a carving of a dolphin. Can you see it?
Not really.
In a half moon, okay. Apparently. Mm-hmm. They want a returning diving trip to Amaray Dive Resort. So there you go. Can't really see it taking shape, but I'm sure They're very talented at this.
Yes.
Just don't rip that wetsuit as you're doing it.
And that would be good. And don't cut the cord.
No. Yeah. Need oxygen.
Yes. Yeah, so we are going to be back with another update at the top of the hour.
You can always watch us and listen to us on your Google Home and Amazon Echo devices.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.